gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 12-16-2022, Friday night, chapter 18, Revelations. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and it has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. And let's see. And the sound of the millstone, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities, okay, and reward her as even she rewarded you, and double unto your double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she is saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to be wild. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and the pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manners of vessels of ivory and all manners of the most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is this unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried and weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more at all. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. You think the wild weasel's coming? Chapter 19, Revelations. See, there's power in the blood of Jesus, all right? And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, right blessed are they which are called upon the marriage supper of the Lamb. And saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture dripped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Starting to get it? We're getting real close. We're getting real close. All right? We're getting real close. Now, when one thinks about who owns the money center banks in New York, which is probably Mystery Babylon, But the ownership, primarily of all those big banks in New York City, is primarily banks in London. So when you look at Putin and his top generals and stuff talking about how the United Kingdom and Great Britain will be destroyed and will not even exist as an island, and then how the United States, although it may still, in terms of the continent, be here, will have a naval, N-A-V-A-L, strait going up the center, which is going to be really wide and will be called the Strait of Stalin. How do you do that? You do it when you have, and I would tell every one of the good line officers in the U.S. military, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Space Force, you better get a deep diving thing that's got some firepower into Lake Superior, into Lake Michigan, and some of the other lakes. And you better look for the dadgum tsunami, nuclear tsunami, creating Russian drones, which they stuck in. Because your harbor masters are more worried about a beer and a ham sandwich. Your guys along the St. Lawrence Seaway, we're not doing their job. And oh, you know, you had all this wonderful stuff you can do, and what you're doing, American military and NSA and CIA and FBI and NRO and the EIEIO, you've been coming to come against the American people and destroy their Constitution and Bill of Rights, subjugate them under the thing, and then kill them, send them to camps, put the guillotines on them, make a deal with China, make a deal with Russia to maybe do some nuclear warfare, another bioweapon, allegedly like Fauci, allegedly refunded the Wuhan lab in Red China before he left a couple weeks ago. These people and the WEF, the Klaus Schwabs and the Yuval Harari, you know, worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer, worshiping the devil. And you want to kill about 6 billion. And you want to have Lucy just running your show, and you're going to be the right-hand man, the left-hand man of him or whatever. Well, let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and he's coming. He's coming for you, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, you got the Vatican has the telescope, the giant telescope out in Arizona on the mountain, which they had to jam through the system to get on Native American land in spite of their protests. And that telescope, which I know that it's called the Lucifer telescope, but they ain't looking for Lucifer to come down, because Lucifer is in Antarctica most likely, or somewhere else. The thing is, they're looking for Jesus to be coming back with his, because they're going to bite him. That's my viewpoint. They're going to fight against our Father in Heaven's only begotten Son and his army of angels. They think they can win, but let me tell you what. We need to stand up ourselves while we're able to. Ask the Lord, Lord, where can I get true sanctuary for my family? Where can I put them that I can be assured that they can be protected and that they can defend themselves and feed themselves and keep themselves warm while I stand wherever you put me, Lord Jesus? Maybe you put me where my family is. Maybe we stay where we're at right now and don't go anywhere. And we stand against them all. When the bad guys come, whoever the bad guys are going to be, Spetsnaz, Red Chinese, DHS, FBI, want to fiddle with your boys internally, people, whoever it is, bad police, but not the good sheriffs and the peace officers that I know. I know the other bad ones too, but even some of the bad ones ain't going to be into this stuff, let me tell you. But whoever's going to come, you better stand against them. And in order to do that, you got to have food and water. You got to have water stored and water purification capability. You got to have warm clothes because pray ye your flight not be in the winter. Or your fight. You better get your insulated boots, your thinsulate gloves, and layer up your clothing. So I'm going to tell you what, if you have capability right now and you're sitting there and you're still thinking, well, the stock market's going to come back, and it might for a while, but it's sure gone down a lot in the last 2 days, and now we're down to 32 again, aren't we? And I don't believe you're going to see the Plunge Protection Committee, and if you don't know what that is, look it up, the Plunge Protection Committee. With the Fed and the different people who are going to buy the market back up and run it on up again. You might have a little Santa Claus rally next week, maybe. But that doesn't mean in January it's going to do much. How's it going to do much when Goldman Sachs, one of the largest investment banks in Mystery Babylon, is laying off 4,000 people? Does that sound like a big banking is booming and the stock market and Wall Street are booming? J.P. Morgan head, what's his name? Jamie Dimon, right? Jamie Dimon says next year is going to be terrible beyond belief. Goldman Sachs, whoever's running that, says. And usually one of those two becomes and runs, goes in and becomes the head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. Usually Goldman Sachs. But they're saying, both of them, I mean, Goldman Sachs laying off 4,000 people on Wall Street, all right? Boom, you're gone. History, see ya. Come back in 2 years when, you know, something might be going better, all right? But if you've got money in the market, you got stuff there, but you do not have a year's supply of food or 2 years supply of food or 3.5 years supply of long-term storage food and canned goods for yourself, your family, your extended family, your children, your grandchildren, or maybe a neighbor or two. Get the good neighbor. Get the one that's an auto mechanic and the other one that's a nurse or, you know, something like that. Get some extra for them. But if you don't have it, then get your money out of the stocks before they go down further and you're chasing knives. Because Brother Quayle, I saw on his website today, he said, hey, when you're going to try to, let me go to Steve's site here, stevequayle.com. He's got a storyline up here. Let's see what it is. Okay, here it is right here. Let's see. He had a story. I don't know if I'm missing it. Maybe you need to scroll down farther. But basically, here it is. TD Ameritrade had an outage today and reported problems. So Steve said, remember when the market begins to crash, you will not be able to get through to your stock broker or to your mutual fund. So if you do not have the food, if you do not have a Berkey water purification system with extra black Berkey filters, if you do not have firewood, if you do not have firearms to protect your family and whatever it is you got, and thousands of rounds of ammunition, because there's going to be more than one or two people come at you. You know what I'm saying? You got street gangs. You got biker gangs. You got lefty professor women who are going to come at you with the butter knife brigade, like old Mark Gorky used to say. Mark from Michigan, for the old timers. He used to say that the butter knife brigade, they smell your food cooking down the street, or here you got a generator. Well, here's going to be a lefty woman professor. You know, some socialist communist woman is going to organize the people saying, well, that guy down there, he's got food and everything. Let's get butter knives or kitchen knives. We'll go down there and take it from him. It's going to be something that you need to prepare for and get prepared. You need to do it now. Everybody says, well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. You'll see it when you get there and you miss the boat and you end up maybe in the fiery furnace, you know, with the devil because you didn't take the opportunity. And there it is right there. The best deal in town. Repent of your sins. Ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that and you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. Just like you got a dirty window on a factory outside of town that's been closed since 1952, and there's 6 inches of dirt on the windows. You try to wash them, and they get a little bit of sun comes in. You got to wash them 4, 5, 6 times before it even starts to see through. You may have that much on you. And I'm going to tell you what, I am a sinner, so I have to repent myself. But Jesus don't pick people who are milquetoast, who've never been out here in this stuff, because you got to have the ability to stand, all right? You got to have the ability to stand. And like one of my friends just wrote me, said, you know, Hawk, you give me the spirit. You give me the spirit to overcome all this stuff and to be with the Lord Jesus, you know. I hear my buddy down in Australia talk about it. I hear all kind of good people all over the United States in this locale and that locale. Maine maniacs, Ohio, Michigan. And hello tonight to Greg Evenson's lovely wife, Liz Evenson. Hello to her up in the Upper Peninsula. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, Liz. May he provide you with superabundance and all you need. And anybody who knows Liz, or contact her, you know, write her a letter, send her a Christmas card. Say hello to her. Send her $10. Because Brother Greg, all these years, he was right on the air with everybody, and he did all the things he could do. And he was my friend. I don't have that many friends. I have some good acquaintances, but most friends I have, God has put me together with them, and I've never met them personally. Except Greg. I did meet Greg. I did meet Liz personally. Brother Quayle and I have never shook hands. Yet the Lord has put us together as close as we can. And I've been with Steve and working with him on his radio broadcast that he turned over to me for over 18 years. Over 18 years. And I'm still here. Other friends of the show, the River Pirate, different ones are still here. And a lot of people shouldn't be, because there's been a lot of attempts on everybody's life. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And all this Luciferian and these Lucys and all the thing, it's a war. Don't get me wrong. But now it comes out today, even more of the Twitter birds, that the FBI, again, and the DHS were using Twitter to suppress speech and to put down people they did not like. They used it to control elections. Secret police, baloney, bullcrap. Never cooperate with any of these people ever again. They are evil. I don't care. You're working for them and you're still a good guy. You're at a lower level. But let me tell you what. Go get a job driving a truck. Go to a good local sheriff's department and get a job with them. Go to a police department and do some good rather than hang out with evil people who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer along with the other 51 people from the intelligence community. Lying Luciferian piece of scum. Stick with the Lord Jesus. Stick with our Father in heaven. Stick with your good close friends and your family. But watch your family. Watch your friends. Luke 21 tells you who's going to betray you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you need any gold or silver or platinum, or if you need to get Steve's vital information, you call 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you and tell him that you'd like to get some gold or silver or platinum, or tell him that you'd like to get the or pre-order the new video film that Steve has got coming out, Lies of Men and Gods, the Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race, or get his Mega Drought and get an extra copy and give it to somebody, but don't talk to him about it. Just say, hey, watch this. Because people ain't going to believe you. They got to have ears to hear and eyes to see, and most people don't. We're about ready for a time of, you know, civil unrest and food shortages, and we're already got gasoline out the and diesel out, you know, at the high end. And every single one of the FEMA regions, you see, find out what FEMA region you're located in and what the capital is. And then get, you know, get away from that and understand that you need to watch what they're getting ready to do. And if Putin or if China or little Kim or anybody or the Iranians, they go pop, pop, and they pop. Well, little Kim could drop two right out of his satellite right over Nebraska or western Kansas and pop the entire grid. You could also have the Spetsnaz or the Red Chinese shooters or the Iranian shooters go and hit 9 or 10 of the key power substations in the United States, blow them up out of the water, or shoot all the transformers out, and the entire power grid goes down. So pray ye that your flight not be in winter, like maybe next week when it's going to be below zero somewhere, you know? When the people in Texas and Oklahoma and southern Mississippi, Louisiana are going to be in the freezing zone and pipes are going to freeze under the house. See if you can go out and wrap them. Get the rubber insulating to where you can go under the crawl space and wrap those pipes. And just so you know, if you've got a basic solar type system like the Harbor Freight, and get a couple of them and put them together and get you some RV batteries or marine batteries like for boats, something that is pretty good size that can hold a charge, then you can, if there is sunlight, get that done. Some people have wind, and others I've been listening to or reading, some people said, look at this, man, we've got hydropower. I've got a Bass Creek that goes by here. Good for you. Some of the people in the Carolinas and Tennessee got all that mountain water coming down the, you know, coming down, you know, in those creeks and all kind of stuff. Little rapids and fast water coming down at a good angle. Get you one of those hydro pump deals and pump water up the hill into a container of some sort. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild weasel. But I'm telling you, if you're sitting there and you're saying, well, I got my money in, but I got to wait, you know, I'm going to wait until after the first of the year, and then we'll see how it goes. We'll see. Well, if the stock market is down to 28,000 or 26,000 on the Dow, Then you going to wait again? Are you going to try to catch the falling knives, as they say? Do you think that since they've arrested this FTX guy, this guy who's connected, whose dad, a mother connected to the Democratic Party, and who got money out of that thing for their assistance, because I guess the old man took his kid to meet the big honchos in the Democratic Party. Now, few people in the Republican Party got money. Well, you got to give money to Liz Cheney and Romney, you know. Some of those guys make it look good. But this whole thing's about ready to go belly up in January, you see. The Republicans, if they keep with what they're saying, and they may not, they may chicken out. They may not do any investigation or do doodly squat. But at the same time, if they are intent on doing it and they're getting those subpoenas drafted up and ready to go for when they take power? Do you think that Red China Joe and his crowd are going to allow that to happen? Or are they going to say, hey, Xi Jinping, why don't you come on in? Look at all the people at the southern border coming in. And there's 50,000 waiting across from just one place. I don't know if it's across from El Paso or 50,000 waiting across from, Del Rio, Eagle Springs, that area there. They're just going to wait 3, 4, 5 days. Then they're going to rush across. And when that happens, it ain't ever going to stop. You'd have to put tanks and 50 caliber machine guns all along the border. And even then they would come, because this is being done on purpose to destroy the United States, to make it into a tyranny. Well, let me tell you what. Old Tom Jefferson put it in there, didn't he? He wrote almost all the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism. I mean, isn't that what the FBI is trying to do, to be a secret police? Isn't that what the DHS is trying to do? Isn't that what Red China Joe's trying to do? Evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You see, that's the Declaration of Independence. That's the founding law of the land. And if you're going to get somebody for reading that, then so be it. If Froggy comes to court and gig the frog, that's all I got to say. We're talking about frog hunting, you know? So now, where else we got? We got India, China. India test fired one of their ballistic missiles. And they've got good ones, the Agni. Agni, I think, means fire, all right? And don't you think that India might have in the all of their books, the Sanskrit writings, that they have all of the plans for the Manas, the spacecraft? They have the plans for the Brahmastra weapons and all the stuff. These are nuclear weapons. These are smart people. And they have the historic documents that show how thousands of years ago it was all happening then. Mohenjo-Daro up there in Pakistan, that was nuclear weapons destroyed that. You don't think that Sodom and Gomorrah didn't get zapped by bombs? Well, I, for one, am going to stick with the true Commander-in-Chief, which is Lord Jesus, the Son of our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We're going to stand in the gap against greater odds. They got a lot of people. They got a lot of hellbenders and dream shakers and all these crooks and thugs and Luciferian scumbag people, and all the people are just trying to, I'm going to go along with whoever's the winner, you know. I'm going to keep myself protected. Oh, no. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand up for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go right now to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And Lord Jesus, will you go to them? Lord, you know what illnesses and what problems and health conditions they have. And everybody pray along with me. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave, and Debbie Nunemaker right now? Will you touch them each, Lord Jesus? Will you touch them each and make sure they know that you're touching them? Make sure that they feel it and that they feel your power go through the body. And remove what needs to be removed, and to improve and to rehab what needs to be rehabbed. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray you go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker right now. These people have worked on your behalf for 50, 60 years in Asia, Lord Jesus, and in France, and now are back in the United States. And Lord Jesus, will you also prosper the ministries of those that are on fire for your word that they have set up and continue to minister to. And we continue to get them Bibles in the mountain tribal dialects and songbooks praising your name, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, out there, touch everybody's hearts. And if you'll send anything that's good, anything that you can, just a little bit, a lot, whatever you want to send, send it to the Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Lord Jesus, I thank you, and I pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you do. And Lord, there are so many people out there in the audience that I hear from, and you know who they are, Lord. There's different ones. There's B and E from B. There's my brother from Beatrice, Nebraska. There's good people there in the Mars Hill Club. There's people, Lord, the River Pirate, the Cold War Warrior. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know the different ones, Jarhead and all the different people. And for those I forget, I'm sorry, I just can't remember all of them. And for those who are in the midst right now of all the tornado damage in the Louisiana, Mississippi, and all the places, and in the massive storms and things going on up into the Northeast, and for the cold weather that's coming, you better go out and get you a little firewood, don't you think? Even if you have to put a tent up outside on your patio. Let's say you don't have the fireplace or anything or any way of doing it right. You can get you a fire pit, put a tent by the front. You can sit in there and then make it a place where you can cook on that. You can have a little light. But in the meantime, if you can, go out and get some Dietz lanterns or Petromax lantern, Dietz lanterns, the old lanterns for the barn and that kind of stuff, and get you some lamp oil, because it burns cleaner without the smell. lamp oil and put into it, and you can use, if necessary, you can use olive oil. All right? And always thanks for Lady J and the Smokies for reminding me about that. So, Lord, if you want to keep old Hawk on also, and I hope you do, because I'm going to stand here and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight these dadgum Lucy with ball bats and knives and rifles and pistols and shotguns and whatever we got. And then it comes down to hand, because, you know, I tell you, I met a guy who was in a Dutch military unit, not at the time, he was in it afterwards, but this Dutch military unit was called the Neck Biters, and they were the last Dutch unit to stand in the gap against the Nazis when the Nazis came, and they were like under a bridge or a trestle or some kind of a thing like that, where it was at close quarters, you know, and they had to come through that trench, or they had to come under that bridge to come into the city, and the Neck Biters were firing everything they had at them, firing and killing the heck out of the Nazis. The Nazis kept it coming. Then they went in and they did a bayonet charge, and they fought the Nazis with bayonet and then they clubbed them with their rifle butts and the whole nine yards. And they did that until the rifle butts broke, until the wood broke. And the Nazis still kept coming. So they fought them hand to hand, punching them and kicking them, strangling them and wrestling them and the whole bit, and what they would do and where they got their name, because they were trying to protect their homes and families, their nation, against evil. And where they got their name is they would grab the Nazis and they would get them in a good headlock and they would bite their carotid arteries out. They were neck biters, and that's the fight you gotta have. That's the fight you got to have when the Luciferian scums come, when the secret police come, when the Russian Spetsnaz or the Red Chinese Commando come, or when the Iranians or the biker gangs or the street gangs or whoever comes to grab your home, your family, to take your food, to take your water, your supplies. That's the spirit you got to have. You got to be a neck biter. And you can be a neck biter on the behalf of our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus to stand against evil, because this is the time to do that, not to turn it over and take it, okay? This is the time that you put a stop to evil. This is the time you stand in the gap against it. This is the time that you stand up, and you stand up for your family, and you stand up for the Lord, and you stand up for your Bill of Rights, and for your business, and your home, and your car, your farm, whatever it is you've got, and you stand there, and you don't let nobody take it away from you. And when they come at you, you can advance on them, wade into them, take them out 10 to 1, take them out 10 to 1, and take their supplies, take their stuff, drive them back on their heels, because I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and don't you ever forget it. I hope you keep Hawk on air. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, and God bless, you know, anybody who sends anything. Send me a Christmas card. Say hello. Listen to you all the time. Tell me how you're doing, whatever it is. But I like to get it. Anybody can send me a card or say hi. That's really nice. I'm looking at some of Christmas cards have already come now, and some from past years. I've got some that have little Native American boy and girl on them. I got one with the cowboy, where the cowboy daddy's riding home to a farmhouse, a ranch house, and he's got a Christmas tree on his horse. Got all kind of stuff like that, just from different people over the years that I keep up, you know, in front of me, just so I can see it. Little churches in the valley, little stuff like that. So Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be a check, bit of silver, bit of gold, Federal Reserve notes. That's the way to do it. Make the check out to Hawk. That's all you need to make it out to. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And now, Lord Jesus, will you also go tonight? And I always pray for Brother Steve Quayle, because without him, I would not be on the air. And he's the one that made me okay to come back to you, Lord Jesus. He's the one that made it okay for me to dive in and to know that you are the way, the truth, and the light. I knew it before, but I lost my way. I had backslid, and Brother Quayle brought me back into it, and brought me back into it strong and with a man. A man's standing up for the Lord Jesus on behalf of the Lord. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I ain't afraid to tell anybody that. And I've yelled it and screamed it as loud as I can scream it for over 18 years. And you know it. I got no blood on my hands. I try to prepare everybody. And I've struck blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, as I was told to do. And then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of how to prepare for things and what might be coming. Well, I see bad stuff on the way. Now I know that because I read in the Bible, that old King James Version, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations, and then Ezekiel 38, 39, and a lot of other places, but I also read Matthew 25, which tells you you need to be prepared. And those that aren't ain't going to come into the marriage with the bridegroom. The door is going to shut. So if you don't have long-term storage food or canned goods or whatever, and if you can do nothing else, you pray, Lord Jesus, Lord, I don't have much money. I don't have the ability to do it, but Lord, give me a little bit extra so I can get a few extra cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup this week. Or Lord Jesus, is there somebody else that I might be able to partner up with? Somebody that might have a farm or a ranch or a business or a larger home or something that they need help to protect them at night when they need to get some. Maybe you can be that watchman for them. Maybe they can exchange your watchmanship for feeding of your family or yourself. There's all kinds of things. Be specific in your prayers to Lord Jesus, because he is busy right now, I do believe. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians have been striking Ukraine. They're destroying the infrastructure. The power grid is down. Do you see the pictures of the people in basements and in subways and stuff? There's hardly any lights on, and they're in the dark, and they got fires. You see what Red China Joe and his crowd are doing on the southern border? 14,000 people a day coming through. You got 30, 40, 50,000 people sleeping on the streets in El Paso that have already been let go. And they're having a camp in the streets. Have you seen pictures of L.A. or pictures of Seattle or Portland? All the crap on the streets. And it's a billion here and a billion there. And Red China Joe just gave South Africa $8 billion to turn off all of their coal-fired power plants. How ridiculous is it? And another $55 billion to go into Africa. When people in Chicago and New York and St. Louis and Dallas and Houston and L.A. and Denver and Kansas City and Milwaukee and all the different places, Miami, are starving right now. About 63-64% of the American people live paycheck to paycheck. This inflation is just terrible. But what you got to do is you got to fight right now. And we got a buck today, or you got $3, go get another can of chunky soup. How can you get an extra $3? Go around and pick up aluminum cans out on the lots, the vacant lots, or alongside the road. Get you a plastic bag. Get the Coke bottles. Whatever it is you can get. Some states, they have the extra amount you have to pay, you know, the 2 cents a bottle or 5 cents a can or whatever it is, besides the aluminum values. I remember collecting aluminum at one point in time, and I remember I found something after a party once. It was a whole bunch of beer cans. I found all that stuff. I put them in a big plastic bag. I took them down, and I was able to get $20. There's a lot of them. This is years ago. And I took the $20, and I went and got me some Kansas, literally some Kansas soup and some bread, you know. And some mixed vegetables, some different things, and I put it in my deal. That's when $20 would buy you a little bit. But there's ways of doing it. There's ways of doing it. And if you're young, if you got the ability to do so, if you get the extra job or something like that, then try and do it right now to provide extra for yourself. If you're in sales or whatever, then try a little bit harder and set your goal a little bit higher and work a little harder to make a little bit more. If you're old and you can't hardly walk and you're got the old stuff, but you still got fight in you like me, well, this is what I do. This is what I do. And I've been as obedient as I possibly can to the Lord Jesus. And we're coming up on his birthday. And you think about how Joseph and Mary was pregnant, and they had to leave where they were at and then go back to their hometown to pay their taxes. And it was cold probably back then. It can get cold in the Middle East. But this ain't the America of the old days, but we can retain the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and we can retain the Holy Bible. And we can stand up for the Lord Jesus and stand against the evil. And if by chance you're to lose your life on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. While those who took you down, probably, the evil Luciferians, they're going to have career dissipation problems. You know what I'm saying? They're going to see the red light going blink, 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 blink every time they look in the mirror. Every time they look in the mirror, they're going to say, oh, man, look at, no, you're going to understand that you're evil and that when you and your tear butt it's going to get jerked up out of there and thrown in the fiery furnace, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth for you forever. Forever! But we'll have the glory with the Lord Jesus either here on this planet when he rules after he's thrown Lucifer and his henchmen off the planet, the 200 million man army at Armageddon, which is probably going to be a lot of red Chinese. And when that's taken out, then the glory and everything will be here. But if you have lost your life, you'll be in heaven with Lord Jesus. I've seen him. You want to know how to see Lord Jesus? You go to John 14. You read it all for feeling and understanding tonight. Read it to your children. Read it to your spouse. So we've got poised still. I believe Russian nuclear tsunami creating drones, which are autonomous, and they can operate for, I think, up to 6 months on their own. They can stay at the bottom of Lake Superior or Lake Michigan or Huron or Erie or whatever. And then rise up at an appointed time or to take a command from space. Then I also want to tell you, if you didn't hear it last week, the Russians had in pre to this storm in, let's say, Dakotas, Montana, Nebraska area, and through that area, through there, they had livened it up with their electronic warfare stuff, their weather weapons preparing the tunnel, you see, to then create the suction to bring the stuff over from the West Coast that they're creating, just like they did with the Woodpecker, 76, 77, and back in 82. And in 82, we had 25 below where I was and 90 below Chilpec. And that wasn't even as far north as you could go. And the young people don't know anything about it because they weren't alive then. But you'd better get some warm clothes and hats and gloves, and that's as good a gift you're going to give. Plus, give somebody the gift of, 6 months or a week or 6 weeks or 2 days or 5 weeks or 3 years or a year's supply of long-term storage food or canned goods. One can of chunky soup is a ration for a day. One can of chunky or Progresso soup. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your home, your business, against the mighty men and women of outer. Use your high technology. Use your lasers. Use your plasma weapons to strike blows against the enemies, the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers on Dover Prison. And old Mickey LaFleur, Mickey. Good to have you back in the office. I know you've been moving around there. Doing some hand-to-hand work. Back in the office. Road and track and little L. Lord Jesus loves you. He is the reason for all of this season. You're strong. You're learning the ways to defend your family. Defend yourself. Keep up with your study. Start reading an extra book and have your daddy, mommy, read the Bible to you.